All right, Representative. So you had talked to us, I guess, when you and I spoke on Friday, mentioning that this was happening. You were going to have a forum. Let's start by telling us, I guess, the overall purpose of doing such a thing.
We, of course, have forums, try to have forums in our districts throughout the legislative session to give people a chance to visit with us and express their concerns. I had a forum in Adel last Saturday, and Senator Chapman wasn't able to be there because he had scheduled two forums in, I think, Greenfield and Panora. So I decided to go ahead and hold one on my own. And it was interesting because I gave him a little bit of background on the budget and all the things that are going on down here. There was probably 60 people there. And it's kind of interesting because usually my forums, I've had forums as few as four people show up. They weren't, you know, people weren't all that concerned about what's going on. But this time about 60 people showed up. And they were concerned about the Planned Parenthood bill that had just gone through the Senate. It's on its way to the House. They were concerned about the direction of collective bargaining and where we're headed on that. And it's interesting because the tenor of the whole forum was kind of like what we're seeing all over the country, is that the... there's a lot of activism out there, and it's under the guise of being a democracy. I've heard several people come in and shout, "This is what democracy looks like," and I thought, "No, this isn't what democracy looks like. This looks like mobocracy." And there were, of the 60 people there, there were probably 30 of them that would just talk over each other and shout at me and. The conflicting discussions were going on, and it really kind of got chaotic there a few times. But that, and that's really unfortunate. But the thing that concerns me is that seems to be the atmosphere that unfortunately we're seeing more and more of. Now, I was accused of telling my opponent some kind of calling my opponent in the last election some sort of gay slur. I had no intention of that ever being a gay slur. My discussion of that was the in the past election, my opponent tried several times. He thought he had some big guns and he was shooting at me, and every time he shot, it shot, just kind of fell with a thud. And it kind of reminded me of, he didn't have a real shot. He had a BB gun and a Red Ryder BB gun. That's my Red Ryder, the Daisy Red Ryder. But apparently that term is used in the gay community. I don't know how deep they had to look to find that, but there was no intention of it being a gay slur. I held the forum in Adel for the express purpose to allow that particular individual to come and talk to me about the issues. It was just four blocks from his business. He didn't even show up. So that, on top of the fact that the week before, he went all the way to Urbandale in Polk County, which is not in my district, and criticized me for not being there to show up to talk to the people. So, hey, you know, that's the way it goes. That's what we get into here sometimes. But it does get a little bit bothersome that the tenor of what's going on out there is getting a little bit rank.
And something else I have seen in other media as far as some sort of accusation, I guess, is laughing about some comment having to do with abortion. And I'm just wondering if you want to kind of clear the air on that and what that intention was or wasn't, I guess.
Yes, the situation was there were two guys arguing across the aisle from each other. They were just shouting at each other. And one of them made a comment about women. And the whole place, you know, half of them thought it was funny, and the other half erupted, and then it just kind of got out of hand from there. And what the video didn't show, I walked in between them and shut them down. because it was inappropriate. I didn't want to go there. But you didn't see that in any of the video that was released. And in that video as well, you didn't see any of the people on the sidelines that were shouting at me and making accusations, calling names, and general chaos. You didn't see any of that. So that's kind of one of those things, you know, the story gets out one way, and it's hard to set it straight.
Sure. Would you call it a catch-22? I mean, in one hand, you, I assume, want people to participate and be involved with the process, but at the same time, if it's just going to be a shouting match, that's not necessarily productive either.
It's hard to accomplish anything under those kinds of situations.
Sure.
When you talked about SF2, the Planned Parenthood bill that came down, I mentioned to them that SF2 has nothing to do with banning abortions, even though I would vote for it if it did. It has everything to do with not using taxpayers' money to fund Planned Parenthood. And when I told them, I asked them, you know, and talking about the issue of abortion a little bit, I asked them how many abortions had been done since Roe v. Wade. Nobody seemed to know, and I offered, well, it's close to 60 million, and they just thought I was crazy. But that is a fact. That's something that somehow we haven't quite gotten that across to people, but that's the facts of life.
With the way this went this past weekend, is it going to change anything you do as far as open forums moving forward?
Well, we have a very contentious collective bargaining bill coming up. In fact, it was assigned in Labor Committee today, and I expect that to get a lot of attention. And depending on what we see and what kind of demeanor we see, it may make it almost impossible to have a town hall meeting until the end of this session.
Sure.
We'll see. I'd love to have a town hall. I don't mind the give and take back and forth and the challenging and challenging my ideas or my thoughts, but it has to be done in a civil way so that you can have a conversation, not a 3 or 4 way conversation trying to talk to 3 or 4 people at the same time.
Sure. Do you still encourage people then to contact you directly if they have questions, comments,
Absolutely.
Or concerns?
Absolutely. They can send me an email or they can call me. As long as I can, I will have our home phone open. They can leave a message. I've gotten a few nasty messages the last couple of days. You know, I can expect that. But they can either call me at home, call me here at the Capitol, send me an email.
Anything else you'd like to add, Representative?
I don't think so. Things are getting a little bit busy down here, and we should have some exciting things happening here in the next week or so.
Very good. We appreciate your time.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County with State Representative Ralph Watts. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.